So, but you're the oldest son, born in 1939. Mm-hmm. What do you remember from your early childhood about life in the, you know, the church and the hall and music and dancing?
Well, I heard them talking about, like when I started school at five, that I could only speak Ukrainian and had to learn English. Mm-hmm. So like a cousin of mine and myself, that we only knew Ukrainian because that's what was spoken to us in the house all the time. And when I started school is when I started to learn English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember speaking with other children Ukrainian before school or aside, like outside of your home?
No, I think just mostly around the home I spoke Ukrainian, you know.
But with your cousin as well, yes?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Where did they live, your cousin?
Well, they lived on Victoria Road, not far from there, so. Mm-hmm. And they've been here for a number of years, then they moved mm-hmm. to Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Your father worked in the steel plant. Did your mom work outside of the home?
My mother didn't work. She actually worked around the house like mm-hmm. that because my grandfather had a little store, a confectionery store.
Oh.
And she used to work at that. And
where was that?
On Ferris Street.
On Ferris Street.
Yeah. My grandfather also worked at the steel plant too, in the wire and nail mill. This was just something for him to do when he was mm-hmm. home.
So he worked at the steel plant as well.
Right.
What was his name?
Halliburta. Steve Halliburta.
Steve Halliburta, okay. How do you spell that?
H-A-L-I-B-E-R-D-A.
Okay, great. Thanks. So you spoke Ukrainian when you went to school, you had to learn to speak English. Where did you go to school?
Whitney School.
Mm-hmm. And did you do all of your elementary years there?
Pardon?
Did you do all of your school years?
Oh yes,
there?
Right. Yeah. Well, then later on, I went to the Sydney Academy. That's the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I graduated in 1958.
Okay. Did you ever do the Ukrainian school program here at the Hall and Church?
Well, we used to attend Ukrainian school, but it didn't really go along, you know. So just.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean. Just went for a while, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When did you start going to Ukrainian school, do you remember?
Oh, just at early age or still like that's probably 6 and 7 probably. Yeah.
Do you remember anything from the school? What kinds of things do you remember from school?
Well, they used to have some nuns down there teaching. They used to have nuns in Ukrainian school, like I said, the priests at that time, like most of the time, like it was Father Zarsky that I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What did they? So the nuns and Father Zarsky were the teachers that you remember.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you do in Ukrainian school? Do you remember?
Well, outside of speaking, I don't remember offhand.
Reading and writing, or?
Oh, reading and writing. That was standard procedure, right?
Was it? And what kinds of things did you use to read and write?
Well, they had their little Ukrainian books and actually picture books and so on, and a lot of the familiar words that were in them. It's more or less everyday conversation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was this in the church basement then?
Yes, right, yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing in the church basement there's like little
classrooms. Well, actually it was the glebe house.
It
was the glebe house. They had more or less a little schoolroom there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And the nuns and Father.
Yeah, and the nuns used to have a house across the street, just a few doors down from the parish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.